Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, little fly on the wall, said she's not there. I said, don't be silly. Of course she's there. You would never let us down.
Of course, Tanya. What a day to be here. I tell you.
Ridiculous. And there is so much. So, yeah, over to you because I want to get through everything and more. So, yeah, go for it, Rolene.
Okay, so let's get through the breaking news as of about 40 minutes ago. And Channel 12, which is one of Israel's Hebrew channels, is claiming that President Donald Trump is expected to tweet today. I mean, I love that these major announcements are done via Twitter, that he's removing Sudan from the terror blacklist. And this is apparently a significant step that will pave the way for normalization of ties between the Sudan and Israel, or as we say in political speech, Khartoum and Jerusalem. And I think this would totally put the kibosh on the three no's of Khartoum from 1967. No recognition, no negotiation, no peace. This will be recognition, peace, negotiation. And what's very interesting is that over the weekend, the caucus that has been pushing for normalization within the Sudan gave their very first television interview. But while we are talking about peace, and peace is certainly taking flight, let's get back in time and talk about what happened yesterday. Massively significant. And that is the first ever El Al flight, flight LY973 for the dialing code to Bahrain, took off from Ben Gurion Airport with a delegation from Israel and the US on board. They went to sign officially the diplomatic ties between the two countries, and just a note that as Israel ratified the Abraham Accords into our books on Thursday, so the UAE did today, and Israel and the Bahrain signed memorandums of understanding in seven very, very significant areas that include agriculture, visas, foreign policy, communications and post cooperation, civil aviation. So we can look forward to those trips to Manama sometime soon. I know there's a Bahraini Grand Prix for those who are Grand Prix fans. I know we've got Grand Prix fans in my home. Also, major economic cooperation. So really excellent. And the term that was used is we now move from friends to family. And I don't think you could put that in a better way. And then we have the, of course, increase in peaceful happenings between Israel and the United Arab Emirates today, early hours of this morning, an Etihad flight, the first commercial flight from a Gulf country landing in Tel Aviv. Beautiful pictures. If you've been following the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Israel, social media, etc., or if you just have really, really good sources on the ground, not going to tell you who they are. You see this plane coming in. We don't know who was on board. What it could be is that the ground crew, the flight attendants, everybody on there looking at how this is going to work out. But within the next couple of weeks, there will be 28 flights per week between Israel
28.
And Abu Dhabi. 28 flights per week. Don't worry. Listen, there's a lot of business to be done. I mean, we've also signed for the first shipment, the first ship that came into Haifa port, full of goods and things from the UAE bound for Israel. And we will have 28 flights between the two countries per week, shuttling people backwards and forwards. I mean, it's only a 3-hour flight, and there's a lot of business that has been done over the years very covertly. It will now be done very overtly. Also, another Grand Prix in Dubai. I mean, in Abu Dhabi, for anyone who's Grand Prix watching, just saying. And to prepare for this, Etihad, always very, very smart. They've made sure that you can buy your ticket in Hebrew on a Hebrew site in Hebrew.
Amazing.
To encourage Amazing. The cooperation. So that is what's happening. It looks like we definitely have an outbreak of peace here in the Middle East, and may it spread. and may it continue.
I'm into that. Somebody else who's trusting Israeli facilities is Saab Erekat. Clive weighing in saying it's amazing how he trusts Israel with his life. What's the backstory there, Rolene?
Yeah, well, you know, I echo Clive's sentiment because we cannot forget that this is a man who has been enforcing the pay for slave scheme. This is the funding that the Palestinian Authority gets that should go to helping the citizens under their care, under their charge. Instead, this money is going to funding the salary and stipends for terrorists or their families who carried out terror attacks or attempted terror attacks in Israel. This is also a man who accused us of spreading the coronavirus within the Palestinian areas to try and kill Palestinians, and also a man who's accused us of apartheid. Well, Mr. Erekat, you have learnt firsthand that Israel's not an apartheid state because with the aid of our IDF, of our defense forces, you were airlifted from your home in Ramallah and taken to Hadassah Hospital. And what I do find very interesting, Simon, is that on the communique from his office, it stated that he was in hospital in Tel Aviv, not at Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. But we do like to truth tell here in Israel, so we've made sure.
To that extent, Raleem.
That it's been communicated, and at the moment, he has been placed in a coma. He's on a ventilator. He is in critical condition. I have heard some, but unconfirmed, completely unconfirmed reports that his family have been called to his bedside. Don't know if I entirely believe it because, you know, we're under strict protocols here as far as the coronavirus is concerned. So this is the situation with Saeb Erekat, chief negotiator of the Palestinian Authority, is in Hadassah Hospital. He is in critical condition. He is in a coma. He is on a ventilator.
A lot of responsibility for Israel in regard to that. Not so sure I'd like to be in their place. Israel apparently starting to slowly lift lockdown, Rolene. Does that mean the infection rates are coming down at long last?
Infection rates have come down in the last couple of days. They have been below the 1,000 new infection threshold, which is what the government are saying. That's the threshold by which we will start to lift. But this time we are being very, very, very cautious. And I watch this as countries around the world start to go or start to emulate our example of circuit breaker lockdowns. I know that Wales is the latest country to do that, but we started to lift very, very slowly as of midnight last night. Schools ages 1 to 6 have been open. Daycare centers have been open. Very important for parents. Restaurants are allowing takeout. So we're trying to get that economy going again. Any companies that are up to 10 people providing they meet, of course, all the strict regulations are allowed to open. The beaches have reopened. The national parks have reopened. And now we are allowed to basically go, you know, further than the 1,000 meter restriction that's been in place. But we have had some controversy, and you and I spoke off air, and that's with some of the Haredi schools. One of the Rabbonim gave the edict to open them all. This is an absolute direct flouting of the very strict laws that we have in place. I know Yair Lapid is pushing for 100,000 shekels to be the fine levied on these schools if they continue to break the law. Benny Gantz, Prime Minister Netanyahu, trying to meet with leaders of the Haredi community to please try and get them to cooperate, to understand the tremendous threat they put people, the students in their charge under, Benny Gantz, who is our alternate prime minister and our defense minister, saying that, you know, he understands and learning Torah is very, very important. And, you know, we don't dismiss that. However, right now, saving lives has to be paramount over that.
I wonder at what point it becomes sedition. I mean, there's a law of the land. The law of the land says one thing, and just going ahead with intention to break it. Is this a showdown?
Well, this seems to be it. They are absolutely adamant that they're going to open up the yeshivot. They're going to carry on as normal. And I think the government at its wit's end, that they're trying to be as accommodating as they possibly can. But it's really very, very difficult to accommodate this.
Rolene, Max, we're out of time. There was way too much to talk about today. We didn't even get to the World Zionist Conference. We'll carry that over until tomorrow. But as always, thank you. I'm going to leave you with a comment from Austin Gibbs, who says, the team is back. Rolene, Max, and Simon Anstey, what a way to end the day. Love it. And the incredible broadcast. Shavuot Tov. That's from Austin. Austin will take that any day. Cheers, Rolene. We'll chat tomorrow.
God bless.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.